We continue our series, Turning Point, with Don't Overlook the Simple. We are in 2 Kings chapter 5, verses 1 through 15. And this is a simple story, but it has some great truths this morning. Now, Naaman was the commander of the army of the king of Aram. He was a great man in the sight of his master and highly regarded, because through him the Lord had given victory to Aram. He was a valiant soldier, but he had leprosy. Now, bands of raiders from Aram had gone out and had taken captive a young girl from Israel, and she served Naaman's wife. She said to her mistress, "If only my master would see the prophet who is a Samaria, he would cure him of leprosy." Naaman went to his master and told him what the girl from Israel had said. "By all means go," the king of Aram said. "I will send a letter to the king of Israel." So Naaman left, taking with him 10 talents of silver, 6,000 shekels of gold, and 10 sets of clothing. The letter that he took to the king of Israel read, "With this letter, I am sending my servant Naaman to you so that you may cure him of his leprosy." As soon as the king of Israel read the letter, he tore his robes and said, "Am I God? Can I kill and bring back to life? Why does this fellow send someone to me to be cured of leprosy? See how he's trying to pick a quarrel with me." When Elisha, the man of God, heard that king of Israel had torn his robes, he sent him this message, "Why have you torn your robes? Have the man come to me, and he will know that there is a prophet in Israel." So Naaman went with his horses and chariots and stopped the door of Elisha's house. Elisha sent a messenger to him and said to him, "Go wash yourself 7 times in the Jordan, and your flesh will be restored, and you will be cleansed." But Naaman went away angry and said, "I thought that he would surely come out to me and stand and call out the name of the Lord his God, wave his hand over the spot and cure my leprosy. Are not Abana and Puffar, the rivers of Damascus, better than the waters of Israel? Could I wash in them and be cleansed?" So he turned and went off in rage. Naaman's servants went to him and said, "My father, if the prophet had told you to do some great thing, would not you have done it? How much more then, if he tells you, wash and be cleansed?" So he went down and dipped himself in the Jordan 7 times, as the man of God had told him, and his flesh was restored and became clean like that of a young boy. Then Naaman and all his servants went back to the man of God. He stood before him and said, "Now I know there is no God in all the world except in Israel. So please accept a gift from your servant." The prophet answered, "As surely as the Lord lives, whom I serve, I will not accept a thing." And even though Naaman urged him, he refused. May the Lord bless his word to our hearts and minds this morning. Well, as I said, we're looking at Don't Overlook the Simple this morning. I don't know, have you ever known someone who was pretty full of themselves? I heard this story that I like, and this woman comes to this pastor one day and says, "Listen, I want a divorce for religious reasons, and I need your counsel." And the pastor said, "Well, tell me about it." She said, "Well, it's simple. My husband thinks he's God and I don't." Only the women laugh there, aren't they? So anyway, I don't know. Have you ever known someone that was so proud and full of themselves that they always wanted the spectacular and it impacts all their relationships and all of life? And I think maybe in other ways, it impacts us every day. Have you ever wanted just the spectacular in your life? Maybe a spectacular vacation or a spectacular home improvement, do-it-yourself project. You name it, the spectacular. And sometimes we are so tuned into the spectacular that we miss the simple, right? We look at people with spectacular movie star lives today. And if you go down the grocery store aisles, even during the pandemic, you see spectacular homes and spectacular boats and all those kinds of things. And so sometimes we forget the simple. Well, I think for all of us in this time, particularly the coronavirus, that there's some great truths that we can discover about the blessings of the simple that might lead to the spectacular by looking at this story this morning. And so I invite you to walk back into the story of Naaman. Now, Naaman was a Syrian war hero, right? And so this was a land that was known for its armies, and apparently he was a victorious leader. He may have been a general at that time. He had all the medals, had all the war accolades, and he was wealthy and he was powerful. But then one day he found out that he had leprosy, and that changed everything. Now, we don't know that much about leprosy today. We know that much about it, but it's not like it was back then. And back then, it was the most feared of all diseases. And not only would it sort of rot your limbs and your fingers could fall off and all that and turn white and disfigure you, but you were also a social outcast. People couldn't even come into your home at a certain point. And so Naaman gets this leprosy. And despite all of his war accolades and all of his rank and all of his power and privilege, he's scared by that. And then this young servant girl hears the news that Naaman had leprosy, and so she sends word and talks to her, and she says, listen, if you'll just go to Israel, to the prophets there, they can heal his leprosy. Well, Naaman is willing to take that advice, and so he goes and has the king, because he's next to the king, write a letter to the king of Israel to present him. And so he takes that letter along with this whole parade, this whole entourage with gold and silver and presents and all the power and prestige he has, and comes to the king of Israel and presents this letter to him. And the king of Israel is scared stiff. He thinks it's maybe a trick. He says, I don't have the power to cure leprosy. Why would you come to me? I don't want to provoke you, and I don't want to provoke the king that you represent. Well, Elisha hears about it, and Elisha sends word to the king and says, listen, send him my way, and I'll take care of it. So Naaman, this great warrior, heads over to Elisha's house, and he gets there, and Elisha doesn't even come out of the house to greet him. Instead, he sends a messenger out to him that says, go and dip in the waters of the Jordan 7 times, and you'll be healed. And Naaman is furious. He's furious. Why? Because he was expecting the spectacular. He heard all about the legends of Elisha, probably. You remember Elisha was sort of the protege, mentored by Elijah, the great prophet we talked about last week. And Elijah had brought him up to be his successor. And at one point, Elijah turns to him near the end of his life and says, listen, what is your wish from me? And Elijah is bold enough to say, I want a double portion of your blessing and power from God. Now, that is a bold, big ask, if you ask me. And Elijah turns to him and says, listen, that is a bold ask, but if you're with me when I go, you'll have your request. Well, not long after that, as they were crossing this river, the chariots of fire were told. Remember this story from Sunday school? Come, and Elijah is taken up into these chariots of fire, and as he's going, Elisha calls out, my father, and Elijah throws out his cloak, and it floats down, and Elisha picks it up and puts it around his shoulders, and Elijah goes off in these fiery chariots, and Elisha takes this cloak, and he smites this river, and the waters part, and he walks across, and that's the beginning of this great ministry. I mean, this was a celebrated man of God, a prophet, and then he goes and he blesses a widow and says that her flour and oil will never run out in the famine. He raises the widow's son from the dead, and at one point during this battle, when the servant is really nervous and anxious about the battle the following morning, Elisha says, Lord, open his eyes that he may see. And the servant's eyes are open, and he sees all these chariots of fire that are protecting Israel's army, and his faith has moved in a great way. That was Elisha the prophet. And so Naaman was expecting this famed prophet, and all his deeds to come out and do something spectacular. And instead, Elisha won't even greet this famed warrior, this great general, and says his messenger and says, listen, just go down to the waters of the Jordan and wash 7 times. And Naaman is furious and stomps off. It's interesting, isn't it? Now, he almost missed out on the blessings of God. And I wonder, in our own lives during this time of the coronavirus, have you had something that you had really planned that was spectacular, that you had to kind of bring down a few notches? And maybe it was, some spectacular vacation or some spectacular plan or what have you. My daughter and I were planning a trip to California. We've been planning this for 4 or 5 years. We wanted to see Hollywood. We wanted to walk all the stars on Hollywood Boulevard. We wanted to go to the late night show. We wanted to surf the Pacific. But because of the pandemic, we couldn't. Have you had something that was a bit of a disappointment in the pandemic and you had to learn to appreciate the simple? Well, I think in this story, there's some great lessons for all of us, wherever you are in life. And so I think sometimes we're tempted to overlook the simple, and we might miss out on the blessings of the spectacular that come through the simple. I think there's at least three ways that that happens. And the first is the blessing of simple moments that can be spectacular. For Savannah and I, we canceled the trip to California, and we're still planning on going someday, you know, hopefully next year when the pandemic's over. And we went to Florida. Now, that's not a bad place, except that our family is in Florida, and we've been to Florida numerous times. And to boot, Disney World was closed. So no Disney. But what we found is there were some really great blessings, simple blessing moments that we maybe had overlooked. We went to our favorite beach, Siesta Key. Just relaxed on the beach. It was great. There was more room than normal because there's less people on the beach. So we enjoyed that. And Disney was closed, but we had some great drives. Savannah suggested that we take a bike ride on Anna Marie Island. And I don't know that we ever would have done that otherwise, but we went, we rented bikes, and we had this absolutely fabulous time biking up and down Anna Marie Island. I don't know that we would have done that without the pandemic. We had some delightful dinners and cookouts with families, and we enjoyed the simple blessings of the moment. Now, Naaman almost overlooked the blessing of the moment. Almost overlooked the blessing of the moment. And I wonder what moment in your life you might overlook. Yesterday, Savannah had the great idea that we would drive down, because we didn't do a lot of spectacular things. We drove down to that other campus in Indiana, because she's looking for colleges. And it was a great day. You know, it was a wonderful drive. Not sure if she'll go there or not, but it was just relaxing. We had a great talk. And we got down there, and most of the streets are closed so that they can have all the vendors, all the restaurants have their tables out in the street. And so after we had toured the campus, we sat down to this little pizzeria with tables outside, and there was a jazz band playing across the street. And so we just sat there and talked and listened, and we had a great conversation on the way back and the way down. And so it was just a beautiful, simple moment. And the other day, she decided she wanted to read from her favorite book, which is The Outsiders. And I can't tell you when the last time she read to me, but it was glorious. It was wonderful. So I don't know. Maybe you're discovering amidst this pandemic that your life has slowed down a little bit, and there are challenges and adversities in this moment, but are there some simple moments that you might discover a spectacular blessing? The second thing is simple people. Now, it's interesting, if you look at this story, how many times a simple person, seemingly insignificant, made all the difference in the world. The first one is a servant girl from a conquered foreign power, right? She hears that her master has leprosy, and she interjects and suggests to his wife that he go to Israel and find the prophets there who had the power to heal him. Now, he could have easily overlooked this foreign young girl who had been taken captive and was now a servant, but he chose instead to listen to her. And then the second moment is when Elisha doesn't send himself out. He has a servant go out instead and gives the message, just go down to the Jordan River 7 times. Naaman doesn't listen to him. Instead, he goes off angry, right, and is not going to do that. But then another servant intervenes and said, listen, if he had asked you to do something great and something difficult, would you have done it? And if so, then why not do something simple? What can it hurt? And Naaman finally listens and does exactly that and discovers healing. I don't know what simple people are in your life that you might have rediscovered during this pandemic. For a lot of us, thanks to the pandemic and ordering through Amazon, which delivers to your doorstep, we've rediscovered the mail person, right? I mean, we have an all new appreciation for the mail person in our family because we've ordered all this stuff from Amazon because they deliver to your doorstep. There may be other people, too, that you've rediscovered as our lives have slowed down that you think, you know, I've overlooked this person, the nurse that's serving people in the hospital, the doctor, and the people that are willing to come to your house for service. For me, I had a moment where, because of the national emergency in food banks, so many of them were shut down in Indiana for the month of April and May and the beginning part of June. There was a national emergency declared, and so I volunteered to go and to hand out food a number of times, both in Indianapolis and in Gary. And I went up to Gary one day to volunteer for Sojourner Truth with the Air Force Auxiliary and hand out these food items. And we handed up quite a bit. It was pretty heavy. You know, somebody had like frozen turkey and these other things, all kind of a balanced meal, but it was supposed to be enough for a week or two. And so folks came with their cars and they were signed in and everything, and then we'd load up the car, and some people came with grocery carts, right? And this one older African-American woman comes, and all she has is like this little bag, this little kind of cloth bag. And I said, how are you going to take all your food items home? She said, well, I'm just going to carry them. I said, you can't possibly carry them. And she was older. And she said, yeah. She says, I'm just going to carry them, and I don't live too far away, but I'm just going to do that. And I said, you're not going to do that. I said, I'm going to go ahead and carry them for you. And so, we both had our masks on, and I loaded up all her bags, and I took these two. Actually, it was about four bags, but I had two hands, and I held all this. And it was a chore for me. I had to have them balanced. It was so heavy. And so we were walking across this field towards her home, which is in the projects there. And we just were talking and sharing, and we got towards her home. And I said, is that your door up there? She said, yeah. And I said, listen, we're going to really pray that you have a blessing. And she says, you're such a blessing doing this. She said, this week, I'm going to pray every day that God blesses you in a special way. And I said, you don't have to do that. I'm just honored to be able to do this for you. She said, yes, I'm going to do that. And so I bid her goodbye, but I have to tell you, just a simple person, but all the next week, these blessings kept happening out of nowhere. And I was just amazed by it, and I thought, maybe she really does have some special blessing power, and she's just praying for me. And so I just said, thank you, Lord, for that woman. She blessed me, and all I wanted to do was help her out. So I don't know what simple people you may have overlooked, but God sometimes brings a special blessing through a simple person. Did for Naaman, this great war hero. So there's simple moments, there's simple people, and then lastly, there's simple plans. And you'll notice that it wasn't an elaborate plan. The messenger says, the prophet says, go down and bathe in the River Jordan seven times. And Naaman is furious about that. How do we know? Well, he gets angry, we're told, and he marches off with all of his parade. And then the servant comes up and he says, listen, he'd asked you to do something great or something difficult. Wouldn't you do that? How much more if he asked you to do something simple, do it? He says, listen, why in the world would I go to the muddy waters of the Jordan River when we have the great river Abana that I can go to? It's a great resort river. In fact, we know in Greek culture it was known as the Golden River. It's like Hollywood, you know. Why would I go to the muddy waters of the Jordan River when I can go to the Golden River and have a moment at the spa? But you know, he listens to this servant, this simple plan, go down to the muddy waters of the Jordan and bathe seven times. And as he does, then a miracle begins to happen. Why seven times? Well, the first thing I think is, as this great military leader goes with all of his procession, that he can't take that into the Jordan River. It's kind of muddy and it's dirty, and so he has to peel back his armor. He has to take off all the awards, and he has to leave beside his shield and then his sword and everything that meant so much to him that maybe was a source of pride, and he has to wade out into those muddy waters. And maybe the first time he dipped in there, the healing began on the inside. Maybe God began to heal him of his pride. And maybe the next time he dipped, God began to work on healing for his anger that he felt. We don't know what all that anger had its source in, but some kind of anger. Maybe the third time, God began to work on relationships. And then the third time, he gained feeling in his fingers and toes. And then the next time, it was healing from the leprosy itself. And then finally, God began to heal the scars from leprosy. And the final time, his skin was new, like that of a young man. And maybe his heart was full of joy. A simple plan, but a spectacular outcome. And many times I think in our own lives, we want a spectacular plan, right? He says, why didn't the prophet come out and wave his hands over me and do some kind of abracadabra, but just send a messenger with a simple plan? Because, friends, I think sometimes God works through the simple to bring spectacular blessings. Simple moments, simple people, simple plans, but amazing things happen. Beautiful, isn't it? Well, as I think about that, I want to close with a couple of thoughts, which is, first of all, that Naaman is so awed by what happens, how he's healed, that he decides he's going to go back to Elisha's house and he's going to offer some great gift from all the parade of gifts that he brought. But when he gets there, Elisha refuses to take anything. And why is that? Well, I think, first of all, Elisha wanted to say, this is a simple gift from God, and it's too spectacular for you to even begin to pay for it. It's just God's grace. It's God's love that's freely given. And I think it reminds us, too, that those same waters of the Jordan that Naaman waded out to and bathed in seven times, down the road, Jesus, our Lord, would wade into those waters as a sign of his submission to God and his call to God. And Jesus would bathe in the muddy waters of the Jordan River that contained so many other people's dirt and filth and maybe even sins and shortcomings. And Jesus would just show a sign that he's immersed in all of that to show God's love, but he would take us to the cross, that you and I would know God's love freely given. And it was there that this simple moment that Jesus signified God's great love for us. Jesus was a simple person, a carpenter's son, that told simple stories and did simple miracles that touched and changed people's lives. And then a very simple plan with spectacular results. Jesus went to the cross to give his life there that we would know God's forgiveness and grace. A grace so amazing, so spectacular, that would continue to this day. And so I urge you, as we come around the Lord's table shortly, as symbols, a simple meal of bread and juice that shows God's spectacular love, to know that God's love is simple but spectacularly life-changing. And I also urge us to rediscover the simple blessings in our life that Naaman almost missed. God blesses us in simple moments. And so this Labor Day weekend, find some simple moments of blessing you and your family. Through simple people, rediscover those simple people in your life. And through a simple plan, sometimes it takes repetition for results to take place. But over time, amazing things can happen. And so also we need to hear over and over the story of God's love. And we need to experience over and over God's amazing, spectacular grace that comes through Holy Communion and the cross of Almighty God. So I urge you to discover the simple, amazing, but spectacular grace of Almighty God today and each and every day. Will you join me in prayer? Lord, as we think about this weekend and how our lives have been impacted and changed by the pandemic, help us to rediscover the blessings of the simple that might only dawn on us had we not gone through this. But Lord, we also pray that you help us to rediscover the simple but spectacular, amazing grace that you show us in Jesus Christ. As we come around your table this morning, help us to offer our lives before you, to give you our sins and shortcomings, and know that you can touch us in a simple but profound way that is absolutely life-changing and most certainly spectacular. We pray in your name. Amen.